automaker promises U.S. investment.
This is certainly an opportunity for General Motors to change the conversation a bit.
Questions for a key Trump nominee.
Tom Price may have violated ethics rules.
3 years after a jetliner's disappearance.
The search is being suspended.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, he's threatened companies that move jobs overseas. Now some major firms are making new commitments just before the dawn of Donald Trump's presidency. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert says a key one comes from a company that used to help drive the American economy, General Motors.
We do know this includes at least 1,000 new jobs and $1 billion spread over several plants. A morning announcement will include more details. Car makers have been pressured to make investment announcements in the wake of pressure from President-elect Donald Trump. Ford and Fiat Chrysler earlier this month announcing new investments and new jobs.
Another major automaker plans its own investment in the USA, just over $3 billion over the next 5 years. Reporter Jason Strother is in Seoul, South Korea.
Hyundai says it will consider building a third U.S. factory. The South Korean automaker already owns factories in Georgia and Alabama, but an official tells reporters that an additional site could be opened if demand rises.
Walmart said today it's going to add 10,000 retail jobs in this country and provide skills training to 250,000 members of its workforce by year's end. 24,000 construction jobs, too, to handle some expansion. Earlier this month, the big retailer had announced some layoffs. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, China's president warned against protectionist trade policies today. And perhaps with an eye on the incoming U.S. administration, he said there'd be no winners in a trade war. New questions about the financial dealings of the Trump nominee for health secretary today, Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. Here's CBS's Major Garrett.
Price introduced legislation that sought to delay a regulation that would financially impact medical device company Zimmer Biomet. Days earlier, Price purchased between $1,000 and $15,000 of stock in that company, whose political action committee later donated $1,000 to Price's re-election fund.
And confirmation hearings are set for today for education nominee Betsy DeVos and the nominee for Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke. Mr. Trump takes the oath of office in just 3 days, and we're live at the White House with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
All the physical preparations for the inauguration are on display here on Pennsylvania Avenue, including tall steel security fences. The president-elect is finalizing his inaugural address. Aide Kellyanne Conway told MSNBC.
It's just very elegant, beautiful, strong, powerful speech, in his own words.
But at least 36 House Democrats say they'll skip it. The number of those boycotting the inauguration seems to be growing by the day, especially after Mr. Trump's tweet storm this past weekend targeting Georgia Congressman John Lewis. Citing Russian hacking, Lewis said he doesn't see the president-elect as legitimate. Steve?
Well, now overseas. The New Year's chaos at a nightclub in Istanbul, Turkey, after a gunman went on a rampage. Now, as CBS's Larry Miller tells us, there has been an arrest.
Turkish officials say the man suspected of killing 39 people at an Istanbul nightclub on New Year's Eve has confessed, and his fingerprints are a match. They described Abdulkadir Masharipov as a terrorist trained in Afghanistan who carried out the attack on behalf of Islamic State. He was arrested Monday night on a raid in an Istanbul suburb, along with another man and three women.
Well, here at home, CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on the arrest of the widow of the Orlando nightclub gunman, Omar Mateen.
Noor Salman will make her first court appearance this morning in Oakland. She is charged with obstructing the investigation of her husband and aiding and abetting by providing material support. Authorities reportedly believe Salman was not truthful in interviews with investigators. Salman's attorney calls the charges wrong and misguided.
The ISIS-inspired attack left 49 people dead. After three fruitless years, three nations say they've suspended the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, the Boeing 777 that disappeared with 239 on board over the Indian Ocean. Asia correspondent Adriana Diaz.
Family members are infuriated. They've really felt strung along by all three governments in this entire process. They've been upset that they haven't been informed well enough by the governments about the search, often learning about information through media reports. They feel that the governments really haven't given the search their full effort.
$160 million was spent on the search. The hunt is still on in Mexico for the gunman who opened fire yesterday at a resort near Cancun. 5 people were killed, 15 hurt. American tourist Valerie Lee was on a back patio and ducked behind a partition.
We heard 4 to 5 very clear shots, and everyone kind of stopped and quickly processed what had just happened and started running.
Some of those hurt were caught in the stampede of fleeing people. Parts of the nation's midsection are trying to thaw out after a wicked ice storm. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
A layer of ice covered the community of Dodge City, Kansas, bringing frozen tree branches crashing to the ground. Schools are closed today as utility crews work to restore power to thousands, something officials say could take days.
Something this bad, widespread, it's hard for them to get everywhere, so I know they've been doing the best they can.
Well, CBS's Margaret Brennan reports a 3-year-old letter from accused 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has reached the White House, but it's not clear if President Obama has seen or read it. A judge ordered the letter to be sent on its way from Guantanamo Bay earlier this month. We pay tribute this morning to the last man to walk on the moon, astronaut Gene Cernan, who died yesterday at 82.
Eugene Cernan was a Navy fighter pilot. He became an astronaut, and it was a competitive environment.
And if you don't believe that you're as good or better than anyone else, you should be doing something else.
In 1966, Cernan became the second American to walk in space. He and Tom Stafford were the first two men to fly within 9 miles of the moon on Apollo 10.
Oh, Houston, Houston, this is Snoopy.
3.5 years later,
I was strolling on the moon one day.
Cernan was the last man to walk there, leaving himself open to a lifetime of questions.
Why didn't we go on? You guys were halfway to Mars. Why didn't you go on?
Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
With Donald Trump about to sweep into Washington, the head of the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, Dr. Thomas Frieden, is one of those who will be on the move.
As Dr. Frieden leaves the CDC here in Atlanta, he says he hopes the new administration will continue to invest in the agency in order to keep Americans safe.
We've made a good start at closing the gaps in our preparedness, but we need to keep that investment up. If there's a weakness anywhere in the world, it's a blind spot, and we could get hit from there.
And what does Frieden worry about the most? He says it's an influenza pandemic.
In 1918, 1919, at least 50 million people around the world were killed by influenza, and we still don't have the ideal tools to stop an influenza pandemic.
Sabrina Cupid for CBS News, Atlanta.
Auditors say European Union nations waste 88 million tons of food a year, and more has to be done to reduce that. Among the recommendations, a plan to make food donations easier. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.